Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome all, welcome one.
Welcome many. What does my brother say? I see some friends and some enemies. It would be foolish to think that we would have a platform with this specter not to have both friends and enemies. Right. One of the things that we're doing, we're mixing up platforms. I just bought into some new platforms so that I can keep my message going without tribute, without having to worry about it in perpetuity. Further, I wanted to give you, this is Black Noise Radio. This isn't the Marty Smith show. I'm Marty Smith, and I'm producing Downside.
Black Noise Radio owns everything. I own that too, however. In between the music, all I do is
a couple of tad bit progress reports. Cryptocurrency. Got to look at this, folks. We don't get financial advice here on any of my platforms, but I do talk about the things I've learned just by being in a marketplace, and I am not anywhere thousands invested in it. I have lost thousands by investing tens and not knowing what the fuck I was doing. I did that. So I know it's real. However, just in the last 4 months of me deciding to do something different in my lifestyle and my get down on my get down every day, I just decided that I wouldn't put all my extras in DoorDash when I know I'm a great cook. I could cook my own food. I don't need to do nothing. I just need to find the time and be unlazy. I guess that would be the issue. In many cases. In some cases, it's more, I am actually tired and I don't have time to cook. And at the end of the day, it would cost the same much to cook the same meal because all the prices went up. As I just do, just order the damn thing from Peppers, which is the fattest spot I've ever found since pandemic started, Peppers. Like this Belizean Jamaican spot. Yeah, in LA. They do the dizzle dizzle. And they not paying me for advertising, but I'm telling you, get that shit. If you want some curry stuff, if you want some, get your jerk off. That's what I love. Me, I'm country. Someone wants some oxtails and some cabbage and some callaloo on the side. They got it, but the plantains, all that. Rice, that's just basic with some gravy. But then top that off, folks. I'm just telling you. I'm not giving you food advice. I'm just telling you. What if you just top that off with curry goat? I'm just saying. Or jerk goat. My favorite. Just try that and call me back. And if you're on some vegan, then we'll pray for you on Tuesday. But today is to get your food advice on. They say we're going into a steep winter. Here on the West Coast, we just had a storm out of nowhere. It dropped a little rain, but not a lot of rain. Could have dropped more. For those of us that want rain, but for everybody that's burnt out in the last semester, they don't want no more rain. I would just like, give me one full month of just like Oakland style San Francisco, just it's coming down. Like Bay Area, it ain't gonna stop. Straight rain. Straight rain, and then no more rain. But I don't get to plan the universe, and so all I can do is plan these shows. By the way, you're listening to Black Noise Radio.
Mike, well made it, nigga. Trend life. Like Bobby's in the city, fat ass and pretty titties, get down your Sunday money. Yeah.
you sent flowers, but I wish I could receive all your lies. I wish I could believe.
Daily. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, October 28th, 2021. Let's get straight into those crypto prices. We've been having some long episodes. I know you guys love listening to my voice, but some days you just want to get this thing over with so you can get to your next podcast, you can get to work, and not think about finishing the show later in the day. But I think that's enough rambling. Let's get into those crypto prices. I'm recording this at 10:42 Eastern Standard Time, and Bitcoin is sitting at $61,412, up 4% in 24. Ethereum, $4,174, up 4.2%. Binance Coin, up 6.2% at $482. Tether and then Cardano, $2.02, up 1.3%. Running off the top 46% of TVK in circulation. The all-time high price for TVK was $1.22, set 7 months ago. It's down 84% from its all-time high, but it's up 464% from its all-time low of 3.2 cents, set 10 months ago. So where can you buy TVK? Well, you can buy it on Binance, Shitcoin Method, Gate.io, KuCoin, and Uniswap. There's pretty good volume and liquidity among all those platforms. So what does TVK do? TVK is a cross-platform, non-fungible token NFT ecosystem that offers a curated marketplace for NFT creators and collectors to interact. The Terra Virtual Collect platform spans web, PC, and mobile AR and VR environments. The Terra Virtual Collect project raised $2.6 million in 3 rounds of token sales. Some of Terra Virtual's partners include Legendary Entertainment and Paramount Pictures. Terra Virtual was formed in 2017, but TVK was only launched on December 16th of 2021. So that's TVK number 414 on CoinMarketCap. Moving into today's headlines. Remember in early May when Ethereum co-founder Vitalik Buterin burned more than $6.7 billion worth of SHIB token? Well, that was a lot of money. $6.7 billion, you just, like, throw away. That's absolutely insane. Well, it's even more money now. It's like $32.5 billion. And SHIB is up 98,000,000% since New Year's Day, according to figures on CoinGecko. I just want everybody to know, 98,000,000% is a lot. you guys probably saw the story that was passing around lately, that $8,000 worth of SHIB, somebody, there's one person that made a trade, $8,000 worth of SHIB is now worth $0.7 billion. That's absolutely insane. Insane. But good for that person. Hopefully they have the private keys. Hopefully they know where they're keeping their SHIB, because that's a lot of money. And I'm kind of curious where they're going to find the liquidity for all of it. How are they going to even offer all of that? I guess on exchanges, you probably can offer, you know, a couple $100 million pretty easily over a course of time without destroying the whole market. But it's probably going to be hard to find buyers for $5.7 billion worth of SHIB. Anyway, I could be wrong. Happy that person got paid, got rich. There's probably a lot of rich people that come out of the woodworks with SHIB token, driving Lambos. Lambo stock through the roof. Maybe I should just buy some stock in Lambos. Or maybe I should just try to buy all the Lambos and try to jack up the price because everybody's going to go in to buy them. You know, choke the supply. I mean,
maybe you shouldn't be so cynical. I mean, it's a new token currency. I own SHIB. I own at less than a penny, 2 million shares of SHIB. And it has grown 900%. So $100 worth of SHIB is now $300 worth of SHIB in a month. If SHIB ever gets past one penny, it is valued at less than one penny, folks. I own 2 million shares of times 1 million. 2 million shares times 2 million. 2 million shares times zero is what I own. Because they're less than a penny. It's not even 1 cent. The hope is that 2 million shares will get to $1. Now, if you're going to put $10,000 out on that cryptocurrency and you got it like that, and I could have put $1,000 out, but it didn't make any damn sense. I have a master's degree in business. I dropped out of my doctoral studies in the true to supply side economics and the basic business principles that govern all marketplaces until the revolution comes, until the fascists actually take over, until all marketplace has gone asunder, and whatever you own in terms of car, tissue, value, shirts are worth nothing. I believe in the current marketplace based on U.S. standards or Western standards. However, I'm not foolish. That's why we invest. The marketplace is shifting. People are creating new millions in the internet and everything is people have created new means to do different things. And so remember, they thought bottled water was going to fail. They thought radio was going to fail. Hear me. TV will never succeed. Okay, whatever. Y'all go ahead with that. That speaker has something correct to say. It's not like, and I like him because I just got up on that whole new platform. I don't do Stitcher, but I'm on the Stitcher thing. I want my own show, but apparently I'm not paying for my own show. So I'm still here, stranded on death row, which is Blog Talk Radio. And I love every day of it. Thank you. Anyway, what we're looking at is a paradigm shift. The SHIB is the Dodge coin needle in the side. When you start looking at market caps, as I talk to you, I'm on the portal that has the information. Let me just pull up my wallet and talk about market caps. Oftentimes in the media, and I could say that that's because of social media or any media, whatever, however you're getting your information. Believe it or not, a lot of my impetus to get involved in cryptocurrency had nothing to do with social media. It had more to do with mainstream media, news, and my knowledge that when the Fed decided they were going to take on and the SEC, Securities Exchange Commission, decided some years ago back in Obama to look at and investigate. That made me think that, you already had that dark network back in the early 2000s of cryptic internet and people on the underground trades and moving money and buying shit and people not knowing how they're coming up with it. A medium for payment was already there. You got your email back in the 80s, it was already there, if you were lucky to have one, in the 80s, particularly the 90s when I got mine, early 90s. Then I got another, then another. Cryptocurrency is just another means to move actual currency into a plateau of profitability or suspectability or suckerism. You're not going to make a dime. One of the things I like about the guy we're just listening to is he, on a couple of broadcasts ago, he's just like, don't follow me. I'm terrible. And I'm terrible if you look at my record. Only reason I'm doing anything now is because I woke up out of being bombarded, because I'm always immersed in news and mass media and information sources. Whether I'm broadcasting or not, it's my lifestyle. But as I broadcast, I realize that, man, hey, black guy, Marty, you're out of this market. You're not. And so then some guys talked about having a 1% stake in Bitcoin and how he went about it his first way, like normal investments, which I know, leverage finance, typical stock trading. I know that, how to do that. Trust me. I'm a Vogel student. I'm a Vanguard pioneer. I am a Louis Rukeyser type black guy. For those of you who need to look those names up, I'm very conservative on some money shit because it's easier to be conservative at the outset and actually reap that big reward that everybody looking for, that big pot of gold, but you didn't plan for it. Things you need to do now, when you're looking at not like 5, 6, 7 years ago, let me say back when I got into the workforce, when I was like 20, and I had a real job, a corporate job. I was wearing a suit type thing, and then I had side jobs. I used to sell suits at Sears. I used to, I think I worked at JCPenney's, maybe. I worked around. I worked in fashion. But I always had that corporate mainstay back then. And then that led me into basic investing, which is how I got out of corporate life. I left that. And they cut me a check for 20 G's. Why? Because I wisely invested over the 4 years, 4.5 years I was there. The downside, had I just chilled out maybe, or the energies or the spirit moved me in a different direction, I would have waited to the 5.5 month and I'd be invested now and still getting a pension. I didn't do that. Whatever reason, they cut me a check. And most of the check that they cut me was me. I put away 20 G's in 4 months, in 4 years, excuse me, 4.5. Then I used that to go into the entertainment thing. But with the crypto, using that premise as an example to leverage yourself, I don't have 20 G's sitting around right now. I mean it like I said it. Right now, I do not have 20 G's sitting around. Anybody know me, there has been times where I may have had 20 G's sitting around, and you might have been sitting on it under the couch, under the stool, under the bench, and I didn't tell you. However, you're looking at assets, and they're classified now as assets. The first problem I had about a year and a half ago when I tried to get, I just said on a show, I want to have $100 worth of crypto or Bitcoin, and it was at $1,200. There was no way for this black guy to get his credit card, debit card registered, and they're saying you can buy with a credit card, whatever. I couldn't get it. He couldn't. It wouldn't take it. It wouldn't take my ID then. It wouldn't take me. Whatever it was, I put every document they asked. It was everyone. Wouldn't take it. Wouldn't take it. Wouldn't take it. So I left them, deleted them off my app, said, fuck Coinbase back then, whatever. All of them. Be honest, I was Bitcoin Cash, you know. And I actually spent a considerable amount of time, you know. But some folks would like to think that watching one internet episode is considered, I spent maybe 30 days investigating from my investigative mind what is cryptocurrency of blockchain, how to get your money out the blockchain, where's your money when it's located in the blockchain, who's looking at the blockchain, who can create a blockchain. Who is Satoshi? What is Satoshi? Now, we're about 3 years, 2.5 years, nearly three past that point, and we have derivatives of the blockchain and decentralized marketplaces, and now credit cards wanting to have their own tokens and this, that, and the other. And I actually back then tried to create a token, which you could just go on the App Store and create a token. And they told you pretty much, yeah, you can create a token, but how to get people attracted to your token? Well, if you had something to sell or say or connected to a blog site or this, that, and the other. Somebody just recently asked me to make my own tennis shoes, and it was like, why do you want to do it? I said, ego and business. My ego to have my name on my own tennis shoe, and it's big business to make it work. Furthermore, philanthropy. You can actually make a lot of fucking money fucking around with this crypto bullshit, playing around, and by accident, you don't even know. And then you lose the code to get in. It's that serious. They give you like 9 different words you got to remember in that order to get your money out. If you don't write it down, you're stupid. If you take photos and selfies with it and put it on your Instagram, you're really stupid. One letter in your address can change the direction of money. That's when they say they burn billions. That means they just sent it to an address that cannot be recoverable. I have at least 2 addresses I know that are not recoverable. After I got back in this about 5 months ago and looked up, and, you know, I know what happened. About 5 months ago, Bitcoin shifted, but Ethereum started making noise. And that was before the sell-off. But maybe by now it might be 6 or 7. But before the sell-off. And I had invested in miners. So no matter what phone I had, whether the phone was on or not, I was always earning crypto. One account, it was nothing but Bitcoin. When it came time to cash out, it was bullshit. So I lost about $1,200 during that day, which probably would be about $27,000 at this point. That's fine, because I didn't really invest much. It was something I did. It was how I approached it, and I said on air, I'm approaching this like a student. I'm not, if it go, it go. If it don't, it don't. But then I invested in many, not just one. I'm very schooled. I don't give financial advice, but I will give advice in terms of how to be financial. You need to be disciplined. So fool is going to go and play one number on the lottery when there are 10 numbers to play from 1 to 0. Hello? So I had a couple of miners. And those other ones still going. And as the market shifted with Ethereum, because when I got involved, nobody was talking about Ethereum. But my research said that Ethereum was the gasoline to fuel the internet, which was undistinguishable from what it costs for bandwidth, for G, for 453, for power. But to the average person, to me, it was like, you know, who's going to understand that? I was a computer teacher. I'm a little different. I can get down with some calculus if I'm feeling that way. I have been a teacher. I've taught calculus. I've taught algebra too, you know. I understand physics as best I can get it. I have a NASA account, but that does not mean that I understand the aspects and the intra-numerations of cryptocurrency, blockchains versus trying not to approach this as you approach this. See, this is the part, hard part for most folks. You're not wanting to approach this like you understand, I'm going to invest in IBM. I'm going to invest in, okay, there's a new weed stock. It's a stock. This is cryptocurrency. It doesn't actually respond on market terms like that, and it's not designed to do that. So, seeds, for instance, as I go into my asset structure, it's showing I own 1,078,6.3.5. So that's 1 million, like I said, shares, 1.5 shares of Shiba. And this is $65. So let's be clear. Which is hard for people to grasp if they are approaching this. I'm going to go through this real quick. Let's say, all right, let's hold on, folks. I hope everybody's listening to this. I hope everybody's working with my math. All right, inhale, exhale. This is going to be an excursion. We're going to get into some math. But it shouldn't be that difficult if you're working with it. Now, trying to bring up a calendar. I want a calculator, not a calendar. Hello? All right. And, of course, I get the calendar. So, I have $1 million worth of this asset, and it's considered the IRS, everybody, all the pretty people consider it an asset. I have 1 million shares of this asset. 1 million. So for normal stock, if you had stock worth, let's just say 10 cents times one, boom, 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 million. That's $100,000. I don't own nowhere near that. I own $65 worth. You know why? Because it is less than one penny worth of value. We are speculating that it may get to, God bless, one penny. So, the value of this asset, or everybody's in a rage saying go out and get it, is, write this down, it costs today, as all my shit is in real time. This is the other difference with when you used to be a day trader or just basic stock trading today, all of that, because it doesn't come in real time, and then you have to pay for real time. The difference with this is it's all real time. The value you look at is the value you get. It don't change from hour to hour, code to code, none of that. And that's so important because you're not getting frosted in terms of somebody, the middleman is manipulating. So you used to have to go back on the data chain, trade your IBM stocks and your ATM and whatever, your AT, whatever the fuck it was, whatever stock you had. I might have had MCI back then and Nextel, whatever. Whatever the value was at 10 a.m. was 10 minutes delayed. This is not the case. The value of this asset today is 0.000063, and it's moving 280. Let's just say 280. It was 277, but let's just say 280. That's a penny is 0.01. This is at 0.00006. This is 6/1000th of a penny, or 6/1/10,000th of a penny. But it's certainly 6/1,000,000th of a dollar. So even if I had 1,000,000 shares that cost $65, only valued at less than a penny, only way that's going to have me making shows out the back of a Bentley or somewhere on a remote that I call home, or the figuritude of a lush life. Only way, and it's not that far off, is if it does get to 10 cents, or at least a penny. Because if it got to 100,000 and I only put $60 in, well, nigga, I'm smart enough to take off 800,000, shit. Take that off the top. And if it's still going up through the roof, yeah, well, 80 will get me another billion. But you got to get your profit back. And then you see. But this whole game, you can transfer it out to Bitcoin. At the same time, I don't know if they're right, but I see where it could go. Bitcoin is being valued at just $1 million. One. And I could see that as a standard breaker and a remarket surgeon. So for folks like these countries that's investing in it, and China is purposely getting themselves out of it because they don't want to see people get rich, and they are the ones who are creating the platforms and the mining to do the whole damn thing. They are the people who were starting this damn thing. We're making the apparatus necessary. And now they want to ban it. So what that's saying is they're shifting market world currency, and they don't want average people to get rich. It's probably going to be your last turn in the last, I would say, 10 years to do any of this. Otherwise, the market itself is going to shift, and politics and the Democrats and Republicans are going to figure out a way to tax everything and slow down everything and then reinvest in it, and then you're not going to have that finition. Bitcoin is not done, in my opinion, but the tokens are way more important. And some of the tokens mirror Bitcoin meaningfully, meaning as Bitcoin rise, you can't afford one Bitcoin at $62,000, but you can't afford a token at $4. And it is on the same trajectory as Bitcoin. In fact, it is tied to the Bitcoin. This is the beauty of this craziness, in that now you have certain apparatus, decentralized networks. And decentralized meaning it's not condoned by a BitChain. It may be on a BitChain. So you got people, for instance, like SoFi. Say it like that. Like Citibank, Deutsche Bank, deciding, well, this is a viable means of currency to do our own platforms, and we can move in and around our normal banking system and sit 7 G's here, 7 million here. And any fool would know that if they invested 7 million in something that was 7 cents today, they are going to be the people that make it go to $7 next week. So how much money is that? 7 trillion? 700 billion? All I'm telling y'all is they got a way for you to put $10 on that bitch. You put 10 on it. And that ain't advice. That's common sense. But part of the learning experience is trying to how to network through the whole, how do I put this card down? How do I get this card? I keep getting rejected. Y'all just don't want a motherfucker to have no investment in nothing. And I'm not doing crazy shit. But I would say and proudly say today that all the money's invested thus far, they're locked. I can't go back and then just try to, like an ATM card, get that back. As far as I know, I still have, and I have tested at least 2 codes, so I can get back in and out of my blockchain accounts. And because, again, this is serious business. You can earn $1 million, but if you don't remember and where you put this, that, and the other, and how you set that shit up, which is, we're talking months between the time you set it up, and you may be going in with, so I always go with double verification if possible. At least they know who the fuck you is in the event. And then you got the code hunter. I think I'm good. And let me say this. Nobody thinks like me. Everybody's thinking about trying to get my money and doing this, that, and the other. That's not thinking like me. Don't put all your money on one blockchain. I set up, for instance, on one blockchain the same amount of investment that I did on another blockchain that were disassociated just in the event I fucking forget the damn code to get into the other one. Let's say the motherfucker do make $1 billion. I won't remember because I don't, and I have everything to date. I know where it is. But what if a fire comes? Okay, I have it on a backup phone that I ain't going to speak of, that is turned off. Just took pictures of them. What if the phone burns and I don't remember the phone? There have been times I don't remember my passcode to get in the phone. And the phone is not on, so it's a locked, unlocked phone, meaning there's no way to get in the damn phone. It's not connected. Anytime you get in the phone, it's going to strip all data. Well, put the shit on to a SD card. Smart. Then you got to remember what an SD card is. This is not an easy endeavor in terms of looking at it like just putting money in the bank, making money, selling furniture, and then turn around on Tuesday and what am I going to do with the money. or make money selling a bunch of weed and then turn around on Wednesday, what am I going to do with the money? I'm going to go over here and I'm going to deposit. No, it ain't that simple. Because in many cases, the technology behind it is insular to deviate against its own prospective criminality. It actually is a nice mechanism. If you don't remember the shit you typed and agreed to, then you don't deserve to get your million or your 100,000. Now, I'm not even here saying nothing, but you could literally put $300 in this month in some of these tokens and cryptocurrency, and by Christmas, you'll be looking like, okay, this is not no bullshit. No, because the market is shifting toward acceptance and overriding ways to make it amicable for you and I to pay through crypto and electronic means. And I think that ultimately I see where it's going, like China, where the United States, like most countries, are going to be like, well, we don't really need currency. If you don't have a card, an app, a chip in your mouth or whatever, it's all good. But in the interim, you know, this is still Black Noise Radio. I really wasn't checking for that. I was just on my merry way. Sometimes when I'm on my good foot, I don't be realizing who's all on my line. What's up, caller? I hear you.
Okay, what's going on? This is Shabaka Sankore. I'm the executive producer and the host of the Blog Talk Radio Show, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, where we deal with the black experience from the beginning of time to 10 minutes ago. But as you were saying, which you're right, they are trying to have everybody go cashless, you see, and using these apps
and all this. Do
you think
that's a good thing?
To go cashless?
Do you
no,
think?
Sir.
I don't think that's a good thing when the fact that many folks that probably look like and sound like me and you don't actually have enough of the asset portfolio that we may own, meaning the car, the house, or the grandmama's house that need to be put in our name or the shit in probate and this, that, and the
hey,
other.
Sir. Okay, continue with your show. I got to get off the phone for a second. I'm still in the queue, though. Okay, I'll be right back in about 5 minutes. Okay.
Come on with me.
La verdad es la verdad. You're back live at Black Noise Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, October 26, 2021. Yesterday, if you remember, I asked a couple questions. One, what do you think about Dune? And two, what do you think about the unrealized capital gains tax mentioned by Jenny Yellen in the clip I played yesterday? Well, you guys replied, only one for Dune, a couple for unrealized capital gains tax. Here are the emails. The first one's from Mark. Mark says, I'm old enough to remember the first Dune movies, revolutionary, at a time before 20 Star Wars movies, sci-fi was at its best. Quote, fear is the mind killer. This version was true to the original book and movie. Amazing effects, good acting. It was so good I was disappointed that I couldn't see the rest. Just found out they have not greenlit more Dune movies. Might watch the old movies to see it through. Thanks, Mark. I appreciate that. I loved the Dune movie, and it was just great. Full stop. But at the end, you know there's going to be more. Actually, you know there's more. That's why there's this like break between TV and movies these days. Like, if you guys are watching The Foundation on Apple TV Plus, the effects are amazing. The story is good. The acting is good. And it's like you have this big budget, great special effects TV series that comes out every week, and you're going to get the full story within a couple weeks or a couple months. And now for a Dune movie, it's pretty much the same effects, maybe a little bit better, but now I have to wait. It's frustrating. Anyway, now to capital gains. Jason said, I'm absolutely fine in paying capital gains to the country I live in and protects my family and myself. The people who do not care are the ones that are buying nesting doll yachts. There is a complete hoarding of wealth in this country and it needs to be fixed. We've known this for decades and gave corporations more than enough time to rectify the problems themselves. They failed to do so, and now I'm all in for closing tax loopholes and implementing a wealth tax. Greed in this country is crazy, and anyone thinking our crony capitalism is how it should.
You know what, folks? One of the things that I have realized about taxing wealth or people and this, that, and the other is that, particularly from a political angle, it never in the last 20, 30, 40 years of my acumen as a young man in the workplace, 40 years, has transitioned into the trickle down or a get down where I benefit or reap. Some of programs are already, I'm a music and news junkie. That's me. That's what I do. You know, that's what this show, the Black Noise Radio, is about, the music news junkies. However, I got up and then there was something on KTLA that said there's a new program in L.A. to apply for $1,000 a month. And you do whatever you want with it. And then I kept flying and looking at the links. And I went in and then it said, of course, I qualify for everything, but I don't have a child. Well, and that was like, you know, let me get off this bullshit and move on. I'm not a veteran. Let me get off that site and move on. I'm not a felon. Let me get off that site. There's no benefits for a regular motherfucker that might be going through this, that, and the other that could even add to greater sustainability because they are not burdened with a child, not married at those that have children. But if every program is designed to benefit the guy that everybody angry about military service and war apparatus in the first place, and then the felon that everybody angry about and want to lock him up and shoot his ass up. I don't get it. I always said, I said this at a, I went to a Board of Supervisors meeting. I think Martin Ridley Thomas was there, way back in the day. And one thing that just, something, you know, looking at the public debate, and I'm sitting there like a fly on the wall looking at this about, and I think I had to be there for an assignment. Sometimes I have work assignments because of my jurisdiction. I had to go figure out what it is I needed to cover the next day. I don't know. I used to be an election official, so it might have been revolving around that. It was revolving around something that I had to, like, I just didn't show up. I had to be there, and then I wanted to be there too, but I had to be there for a reason. It was like a jury duty type thing. And at a point, I was like, you know, this parliamentary Robert's Rules of Order, this back and forth, this limited speak and speech, and everybody's passing rules and ordinances up there on the podium, and y'all sit up high because it's designed like Romans, so y'all sit up and look down, and everybody's down on the lower end. If y'all never peeped that, just like a judge, he's looking down on you. He's not at your eye level. And so as you move toward the front of the court, everybody's moving upward, and you're on the bottom. And then the bailiff, if you don't win, they'll show you right out on the bottom to another bottom in handcuffs. Anywho, so I'm looking at this going, you know, this don't really represent a consciousness of where the people are. Y'all speak for the people as public officials, but people that are speaking for us ain't even allowed to speak, and I don't even know if those are all the people that need to speak, because the real motherfuckers wasn't there, in my opinion. I ain't even say names who should have or would have been there back then. But Ali, Jeff, and Taco would have been there back then. Sister Muhammad would have been back there back then when I was at that meeting. But at the end of the day, you get to a point, from my vantage point, it's like none of this is serving nothing toward moving the folks. While I don't expect that a gaming app is going to pay you millions, it is something better to do than, in many cases, nothing at all, or consume yourself with idle time. Cryptocurrency is nothing more than a gaming app. It's the gaming app of our current lifestyle, like people are frustrated with Joe Madden Cinema, Mark Zuckerberg, powers that be, Nancy Pelosi, this person, that person, this figure, and that figure. These are some of the same people that were pissed off and had a viewpoint prior to the Rush shooting on a movie set. It was just basic negligence, just basic, I don't give a fuck to. I'm not checking for that motherfucking gun, I don't give a fuck. Fuck that bitch. Here, play like he's a cowboy. Shoot him. Basic as that. The economy is getting as brutal as that. One thing to have rice and beans and all that stored up for the winter. Another thing to have an asset portfolio like rice and beans that's stored up for multiple winters. The market is shifting so that the sustainability in it for an average person. Now, mind you, your wages have not gone up based on cost of living since the 80s. So you're still, it's like I'm still 15 earning $7 an hour. And my daddy was like, that's a lot. I was 15. He was like, dude, you do it. I didn't have the overhead and expenses, but I had the mindset to invest. You know, one of my first investments was Schwinn bicycle. As a 13-year-old, I started just getting Schwinns and real Schwinn parts and reading them and studying it and going to, we had real Schwinn dealers, Sears and all the places you can get real Schwinn parts at a Schwinn place. And I was a Boy Scout, and I had the Boys Life magazine. I could order this shit out back in the magazine. Start making bikes. And bikes, I went to computers. TRS-80, Tandy, Commodore 64s, tearing motherfuckers apart, reprogramming. IBM floppy, the big old mainframe thing. Flip them up, drop them side by side. No wonder I got these shows.
We are telling me to live.
And that was the sounds of, hopefully I say it right, a buck to bhakti. Or buck or ab bar to bhakti. B-A-K-T-H-I. And believe it or not, folks, that's gospel. We had somebody on the line, he dropped off, but there's no worries, there's no issues, because we're going to keep on keeping on. But he did have some good points as I talked to him in the chat room. You know, sometimes you're on my show, you might not get all the way on the air. I'm sorry. It's come down to that now. I may not even get you on the air. In this case, that wasn't the case. He dropped off the line. People drop off the line for various reasons. They get a call. They win the lottery. They decide not to keep going, hanging on the line, or the internet drops their call, which is most often. We were listening to cryptocurrency logic, and I was spouting off about investments and theses and this, that, and the other. Which is a beautiful thing to do, huh? However, we don't give investment advice, and we don't give investment devices either. That's important, too. That means we're not selling anything, and we may be selling stuff down the road, but we won't be selling devices so that you can practice anything that might get you in trouble. Let's put it like that. Even some of these devices that they have that allow you to mine cryptocurrency don't come without a cost. Some of these things is upwards tens of thousands, and you're not necessarily subject to the money, so got to be careful out here. You'd be better off going down to Guadalajara and buying blankets and bringing them back and putting your own tag on them, or going down to the nearest swap meet where somebody is making their own knit fabrics, booties or whatever, diapers, and buying them bulk or setting somebody up, point in the game. You know, the game has just gotten so crucial. It's not something that you can really help people with. You'd be like, you know, all right, bro, I just gave you this info, whatever, you know. This particular speaker, though, if you are paying attention, is actually talking about moving things in a way in which you may not have suggested that they're movable.
Or even a group of people. In January of 2009, the first implementation of the Bitcoin code was released on SourceForge. That same month, the Bitcoin network came into existence when he mined the first and encoded this message into the Coinbase, which is the first transaction data in a Bitcoin block. The Times, 3rd January 2009, Tesla on the brink of a second bailout for banks. It is believed to be a reference to the hazards of fractional reserve banking. How does a Bitcoin transaction work? As previously explained, a Bitcoin transaction is, in its essence, a message telling the network to debit a certain amount of coins, the outputs, from one Bitcoin address, the address being derived by hashing the public key, and credit those coins, inputs, into another Bitcoin address. The sender creates the message, attaches a transaction fee to pay the miner to incentivize the miner to encode the transaction into the next block, then encrypts the message with the corresponding public key. A miner is just someone running the software that processes transactions in the network. The message is then sent to the mempool, which is a data bank stored on the nodes servers of the network for transactions that have not yet been confirmed. It's kind of like a limbo place for transactions that are waiting to be put on the next block, the stairway to heaven. A miner will then attempt to create a block. A block is a group of validated transactions that a miner attaches to the blockchain. The blockchain is exactly that, a chain of chronological blocks that are mathematically linked to one another. On average, a new block is created every 10 minutes. To create the block, the miner creates a transaction data table from particular transactions cherry-picked from the mempool. The first transaction in the data table is called the Coinbase, not to be confused with the US-based exchange that acquired the same name, which is one component of the total compensation that the miner receives for successfully creating the block. Currently, the Coinbase is valued at 12.5 Bitcoin. However, the reward decreases every 4 years. In 2009, the reward was 50 Bitcoin. In 2012, the reward was halved to 25 Bitcoin. In 2016, the reward was halved to 12.5 Bitcoin. And in 2020, the reward will be halved again to 6.25 Bitcoin. This is how a Bitcoin is created out of thin air. The Coinbase transaction allows the miner to create these Bitcoins and credit them to a Bitcoin address controlled by the miner. The second component of compensation that a miner receives is the transaction fees attached to every transaction. Naturally, the miner wants to maximize profit, so he first selects the transactions with the highest transaction fees from the mempool and directs those transaction fees to be paid into a Bitcoin address he controls himself. He also checks that each transaction is valid, that is, each Bitcoin address actually exists and has adequate funds to complete the respective transaction, because the network won't accept newly mined blocks that contain invalid transactions. The block size is limited, so the maximum number of transactions that a miner can fit into a block is about 2,700, depending on the average size of the transactions, which works out to about 400,000 transactions a day. The current block size situation has changed somewhat and will be explained in more detail in a later chapter. Once all transactions have been selected, the miner attempts to solve the block. This is where the magic happens. An important computational process to comprehend regarding mining is hashing. Hashing is a process of plugging a given data set into a hashing algorithm. In the case of Bitcoin, the NSA invented SHA-256 that outputs a unique alphanumeric 64-digit number derived from the unique contents of the data set. For example, inputting the word hello into the SHA-256 hashing function results in the output 1 8 5 F 8 B B 3 2 2 7 1 F E 2 5 F 5 6 1 A 6 F C 9 3 8 B 2 E 2 1-800-7D-1764826381969. Whereas inputting the word happy into the same function results in 7-2-5-A-C-C-B-5-A-8-E-4-6-D-1-9-B-C-3-F-3-A-7-6-3-6-D-0-8-6-0-A-8-5-4-7-0-F-A-8-5-4-7-0-F-A-4-5-0-B-E-7-F-3-A-7-6-3-6-D-0-8-6-0-A-8-5-4-7-0-F-A-8-5-4-7-0-F-A-8-5-4-7-0-F-A-8-5-4-7-0-F-A-8-5-4-7-0-F-A-8-5-4-7-0-F-A-8-5-4-7-0-F-A-8-5-4-7-0-F-A-8-5-4-7-0-F-A-8-5-4-7-0-F-A-8-5-4-7-0-F-A-8-5-4-7-0-F-A-8-5-4-7-0-F-A-8-5-4-7-0-F-A-8-5-4-7-0-F-A-8-5-4-7-0-F-A-8-5-4-7-0-F-A-8-5-4-7-0-F-A-8-
Let me be the first to say this is what I was trying to avoid earlier, because this shit can get so technically complicated that you don't want to even want to just like 5, 4, 3, 5, 9, 6, 7, 8, this, that, and the other. We had a caller, it looks like from, I don't know who this is. We'll see what they're talking about. All right, go. Go with it.
Yes, sir. Shabaka Sankari back once again. And definitely check out our podcast there on Frontline Black News as well, too. And check out frontlinecampaign.org. As what the gentleman was saying in regard to this Bitcoin, okay, with all these algorithms and what have you out of Silicon Game Valley, as I call it, I honestly believe it's on the verge of artificial intelligence if it isn't there already, like what they're doing with these damn vaccines, which is metallicizing your internal organs. Then they were saying is, you know, go get these booster shots, go get these booster shots. And then they get an extortionary on it, like, well, you can't keep your job unless you get vaccinated and what have you. So in addition to with the Bitcoin, they're probably going to have, you know, this programmed off into algorithms as well, too, after they metallicize your
system. It is an algorithm. It's nothing less than an algorithm. It's always been an algorithm. That's all we got is a goddamn, it's not even human. It is artificial intelligence. So what do we do about it? Do you not try to make some money? Do you just act like it's just the devil? What do you do? Because I know people who have made a lot of money. I didn't make none, but I missed some. I made some, but I didn't get to, you know, I mean, cash the check.
Exactly.
Because I kind of like didn't know what I was doing. Now I'm better in it,
right.
And now I'm just trying to say, I remember when food stamps came out way back, I'm that old, and people were like, man, fuck some food stamps, and then everybody else was like, man, this is it, get that, and I'm like, you know, I'm always been on some get that. I ain't got to be in the world to utilize it to move my game forward. I hear you. Where you going with it? It's all the devil. But can we figure out a way to work with this new thing? Because black folks, we miss the internet. We ain't going to own no Facebook because they're going to shut that down. So,
right.
You know, we got
seriously.
There's a way to make, you know, if look, bro, if picking cotton was back in fashion, I'm pretty sure me and you and whoever else would be like, okay, we talk about picking cotton, that's back in fashion. And you can, they got designer cotton.
Sir.
It ain't just, you know, it ain't just cotton, you know. Motherfucker got cotton that's like $700, like it's more than cocaine. So, you know.
Yeah.
It ain't like cocaine can't happen. I'm not trying to be silly either. I'm just more like this medium. And I'm a technologist. I was a computer teacher in the 90s. I was in Oakland Public Schools. I taught. I set up programs.
Oh, okay.
But now, and I had already saw back then, I'm that old, that we as black folks, as folks, as just urban folks, folks concerned, even white folks concerned about us. You know, everybody, y'all, we still missing something because we're not engaging on the money platform. We all on Facebook, but we ain't all on crypto book.
Right. Exactly. You see, and then keep in mind the educational system is designed that way.
I would
to keep
rather,
us
hey,
dumb
dude, people
down.
Have invested $500 in Facebook to start their little old, I don't want to be rude, but Nigganista and Fashionista and Bustanistas and whatever, motherfuckernistas. But at the end
yeah.
of the day, how about put $500 on a speculative issue that has accrued to $500,000? My little old shit went up 5,000,000%. Hey, bro. Hey, hold up. I ain't never sold a sack of weed that went up 5,000,000%. I don't know where you from. I don't know. I've been in the church a long time. Ain't no minister that ever came back and say, we got 500,000,000%, Brother Smith, just for you getting $20 in the offering today at church. 500,000,000, Pastor, for me, it ain't happened. And I believe in all
right.
of my Jesus. I believe in just goodwill. I believe in honoring all the extras and the military and the whatever and the bullshit and the Satan and the love and the hate and happiness. Whatever the niggas don't believe in to get his check cast. I'm here. But
right.
We
but,
have missed
well, we
technology.
Have not, yes, go ahead.
We have missed it to the point where we are angry about it, but we're utilizing it just like you and I on the phone today. I remember back in the day where I used to go to a motherfucker that had, I get up on the phone and needed a chip. And there was a homie that could put a chip and he made money on the chips and did well.
Right.
Over. So now we all
yeah.
on a network system where everything we say, hello, I hear y'all listening to my heart, is recorded and is FBI, CII, NII, DII, OII. My issue
oh, yeah.
is to hell with all that. It's always going to be a COINTELPRO this. Can we make some money? Probably quicker than these quick money-making schemes that a lot of these folks and run around on the internet with. What? Talk to me, man.
Right.
Just speak on it.
And yeah,
I agree with
yeah.
you on. Hey, by the way, I agree with you on the vaccine. I am vaccinated, but that was something. The doctor was Muslim, and he came at me on some, I just say, some real shit. And I'm like, bro, what kind of Muslim is you? I'm from Palestine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I'll fuck it with you. And
right.
he ran that, and then he broke down some other shit in terms of they all lying to you. All this shit is coming from, it's like a pot of crack. They all making it up in one big soup factory and then breaking it down. Now we got the 79-cent soup, and then we got the 59-cent soup, and we got the Pfizer, we got the Moderna, and we got this soup.
Yep.
This soup don't get you that high. That's that Johnson. He give you one shot of that, though, but you be good. You be good. And now he's feeling out that don't work. And he told me. He said, look,
yeah.
he said, he just had me, because that was in an environment I was working. We opened up the first vaccine center in Pasadena, the first one in the nation back in January. So I just happened to be there doing the security, and he was like,
right.
and I was like, man, I have no intention of fucking with this shit. Not today.
Right.
I mean, after y'all figure out what the fuck it is. He told me, he's like, this
right.
is what it is.
And yes,
then
I'm quite
like,
familiar with Pasadena, California.
The cold part about it, he hit my heart like, this is the GOAT game. And I felt, I don't want to reinterpret, but it felt like he was just like a regular crowd just on the streets, like, nigga, this is GOAT game.
Okay, hey, my man, I'm at work right now, man, but I got your number, man, and I'm going to be calling into your show, but definitely check out Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced on Blob Talk Radio, man, and shoot us a line there, man, on Facebook and what have you, and definitely check out frontlinecampaigns.org, and I will be calling back in, but I'm up here at work, and I got to, you know, deal with the job right now, but it's definitely a pleasure.
Hey,
man,
we're not mad at that. We're not mad at that, and we appreciate your experience, but thank you for actually having an ear to call in. And I think that in the day, you're going to figure out a way to make it happen even when you're at work. So go with your bad self. Put it on mute, because I'm going to keep going. I got a few more digits to do. I'm not done with this. We'll keep going. Put it on mute and do your thing. All right, bro. All right, this is Black Noise Radio.
Only God can judge me.
That right? Only God, baby.
Nobody else.
Nobody else.
All you other motherfuckers, get out of my business.
Ready?
Perhaps I was blind to the fact. Stabbed in the back, I couldn't trust my own homies. Just a bunch of dirty rats. Will I succeed? Never know it from the weed. And hocus pocus try to focus, but I can't see. And in my mind, I'm a blind man doing time. Look to my future, cause my past is all behind me. Is it a crime to fight for what is mine? Everybody's done. Tell me what's the use in trying. I've been trapped at work. Cautious, cause I'm cursed. And fantasies of my family in the hurt. And they say it's the white man I severe. But it's my own kind. I can't lie, ain't no love for the other side. Jealousy aside, make them wish to die. Oh my lord, tell me what I'm living for. Everybody's dropping, got me knocking on heaven's door. In all my memories, I'm seeing brothers bleed. And everybody grieve, but still nobody sees. Recollect your thoughts, don't get caught up in the mix. Cause the media's full of dirty tricks. Only God can judge me.
Yeah, baby.
Only God can judge me.
Only God can judge me.
Not wearing clothes, sexual preferences, drinking
alcohol or using drugs. I've always found that banning certain drugs that don't induce violent behavior, like marijuana, and not banning others that do induce violent behavior, like alcohol, to be particularly hypocritical. The realization that suddenly there was a method for corners of the internet to be completely devoid of paternalistic government regulation was fascinating. However, this was only the beginning of the rabbit hole. What really blew my mind was how the payment system worked. Naturally, given the anti-money laundering AML and Know Your Customer, KYC, policies of credit card companies and PayPal, ordinary methods of internet payments were not up to the task for these kinds of illegal transactions. As proved by the blockade of WikiLeaks in 2011 by the US government, credit cards are extremely vulnerable to state control if adequate pressure is applied to the intermediary organizations. However, the administrators and users of Silk Road were able to mask their IP addresses by using onion routing protocols. Ironically, a US government developed anonymizing technology that bounces traffic around the internet through a network of servers to essentially prevent third parties from discovering where the internet traffic originates and terminates. This meant that there was no way for a policing authority to block the website. To circumvent any potential payments processor blockades, the administrator utilized an as yet little known open source payment protocol called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is essentially a digital currency that acts much in the same way as cash, in that the buyer and seller don't have to trust or know each other to transact. But unlike cash, it is not necessary for the buyer and seller to meet in person to transact. It was this point that completely changed the world for me. I realized immediately that this technology had the potential to change the world, and this was before I'd even looked at the price. As soon as my friend left, I started researching it on the internet and didn't stop for 2 days. Then I noticed the price action. The first time I looked at the price graphs, I was astounded. The price was around US$60 when I first checked. However, within a few days, it had climbed.
He's going into history, folks. Let me say this. I remember those days. Now it's at 60,000. So, one thing I left out in terms of portfolio development and things that we do not give financial advice about, but in a rhetorical sense, when you develop a portfolio, just with basic stocks, I learned this way back. Put about 10 to 20, if you can, 100 different stocks. Jesse Jackson used to say, just put $1 on each stock. That way you get entitled to the meeting. And he was right. Even back then, some of them dollars that you invested in, let's say, for instance, '87. I may not have had the wherewithal to put $1,000 in IBM stock. I may not have had the wherewithal to put $1,000 in Apple stock. However, I may have had the wherewithal to put $10 in each of those stocks, and then a dollar here, 5, 10, 15 here. That's how I put an E-Trade monitoring portfolio together. The portfolio was simply to create an exchange. And I learned this just by understanding basic investment
protocol, strategies, and tools from a low end and a high end. Even if I had $1 million, it would have been the same abstract to get towards it. Every investment I chose probably was not the right one to go, because I would have lost $1 million too. But that didn't game me out the market. And what little I did earn sustained me over those rough years, which now, you know, that's like 30 years later. Look at what we're talking about. Taking a little set sum, looking at some of these token coins and kind of go hard in the paint. I don't say put $1,000 on this and on the other and that, but some of those, if you look at their market volume, so if you get a blockchain account, first you need a bank account. And this is one of the hard selling points. You need a blockchain account. You need a, and that has to be through a verifiable exchange. Coinbase is one that I use. I have a couple of others. And then Coinbase is my main. But, like I said earlier, I have set up a similar investment strategy of assets in cryptocurrency with some of the same ones I own in Coinbase in another account, just in the event that I don't have control over all the codes I need if it does get to the accruable point. But the sub-account is actually accruing at a greater rate because it's solely based on decentralized infrastructure, Ethereum-based and token-based transactional matter that affects you just trying to go buy some pizza with your boogie coin, whatever coin it is, you know what I'm saying? That type of stuff. So these are things that are going to be around for a while, and that's where I put my bet this time. And many of them are tied to Bitcoin, so you're not out of the Bitcoin or Ethereum. They're tied to Ethereum. I'm more Ethereum-based. One portfolio has all of those assets in it. I don't have $62,000 worth of Bitcoin. In fact, the goal, one investor said, he said, I started as a 1% investor. Then, as things moved, I moved to 10%. So what did that mean? He might have started when Bitcoin was $10,000, so 1% of that. He put $100 up. Now it's at $62,000, so now he's at, and he parlayed and did whatever he did, probably at $62,000, brother. So you set up a portfolio strategy that has and invested in all. And as those market rates shift, and now those portfolios you set up on verifiable blockchains, and I use Coinbase, when you can get my referral link to Coinbase, because I will say that is one of the easier ways to just put your foot in that marketplace, and one of the more legitimate platforms there is. Not saying that others aren't legitimate, but it currently works and it moves according. across verifiable platforms. We're talking about platforms that are centralized and decentralized, and this is where it becomes, what are you gaming on? Centralized assets on centralized platforms have typically a higher play to entry, meaning it costs more. So investing in Bitcoin at this point at 62,000 of Bitcoin, probably you're going to have to go in at millions. Otherwise, or at least hundreds of thousands, otherwise you're little, and you're going to have to be up on every hour of the market, otherwise you're not going to make a dime, because the ultimate rules still bear out whether you put $6 or $6 million on the same asset, which is time value of money, and you have to let the market play out. The market is going to do what it's going to do, and eventually it all seems to go up, but it may be time. So $6 million for 6 months on the sideline to six, what if it took 6 years for Bitcoin to get to $1 million a share? Think about what I just said. What if it took 6 years, and that's going to move all of those other coins upwards to some, like I said earlier. There's a coin I'm looking at that's like 40 cents, and it tracks Bitcoin. Bitcoin goes up, it goes up. It goes down, it goes down. But it's 40 cents. It's tied to that blockchain infrastructure. And if you look at its details and how it's allocated, this is the other thing we don't seem to talk about. We just talk about abstract cryptocurrency. But when you get into an account, it'll show you the market caps. So how much dollars is invested in a token like SHIB? That's like $900 billion invested in a token, some old crazy type number. In fact, let me pull up the actual number. I'm not going to be here long because I think this program has got to come to an end. But SHIB, for instance, talking about this token, and this is the interesting one to talk about, because it's either all hype or reality. But if you look at this market cap, who in the hell is going to invest these billions? Okay. The market cap is $35.6 billion. The volume, meaning how much is trading hourly, daily, right now, the volume over in based on its market cap is $32 billion. So 98% of its market cap is volume, and it's moving. It's circulating $46 trillion. So that means people is making, oh, okay, if you really understood that, how could you only have a market cap of $36.5 billion, but you're circulating $46 trillion? Because motherfuckers have made money off this shit, and it was less than a penny. Trading activity, 79.8%. 80% say buy. 20% say sell. Typical hold time, 14 days. Its overriding popularity is number four. 85.0 million percent increase over a year. And the damn thing started this year. Yet, again, let's be clear, folks. This thing is worth 0.00006.52%, which is down since the hour I talked about it before when it was worth 0.00007. And that's less than a penny. So me owning 1 million shares of something less than a penny is worth $71. That's probably $30, because I put about $30 into it. Yep. Let me read from an article. Reminder, in early May, when Ethereum and co-founder Vitalik Buterin burned more than $6.7 billion worth of shared tokens, well, they're not worth $6.7 billion anymore. Today's price, which have blown up, which have been quadrupled to $35.2 billion. So he gave away $6 billion, and now it's worth $32 billion. I think this is some more common sense, folks. I don't think I need to belabor this issue on the Black Noise Radio Network. Get invested in something, and it's worth the risk. Nothing ventured, never gained.
Get a dollar out of me. No Cadillac, no Burns, you can't see. Said I'm a motherfucking P.I.M.P. I don't know what you heard about me. But a bitch can't get a dollar out of me. No Cadillac, no Burns, you can't see. Then I'm a motherfucking P.I.P. Now Shawty, she in the club, she dancing for dollars. She got a thing for that Gucci, that Fendi, that Prada. That BCBG, Burberry, Dolce and Cabana. She feed them fools fantasies, they pay her cause they want her. I spit a little G-man and my gang got her. An hour later, had her ass up in the Ramada. Them trick niggas in the ear saying they think about her. I got the bitch by the bar trying to get a drink about her. She like my style, she like my smile, she like the way I talk. She from the country, then she like me cause I'm from New York. I ain't that nigga tryna holler cause I want some head. I'm that nigga tryna holler cause I want some bread. I could care less how she perform when she in the bed. Bitch at that track, catch a date and come and pay the kid. Look baby, this is simple, you can't see. You fucking with me, you fucking with a P.I.M.P.